Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I've talked about it a few times. You know, I haven't been running in a long time, but one of my running routes when I am running goes right by the Redemption Center in Windsor. And I can tell you almost every time I run by it, I see license plates from Massachusetts and even possibly Rhode Island. And that's always interesting to me. And, you know, the story is obvious. There's 10-cent redemption in Connecticut, and other states have 5, and some states have none. And there's a lot of fraud going on as it relates to it. And I don't know the degree to which us, the Connecticut taxpayers, is footing the bill on it. But Allison Cross wrote about it in The Day. And the headline is Connecticut Tackles Multi-Million-Dollar Redemption Fraud. And I want to get into what the state is trying to do to it, but first I want to sort of crystallize how big a fraud and some of the numbers are. Allison Cross joining us now. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
It's a great piece. I encourage people to subscribe and get through the paywall. Just talk about the scope of what's happening in terms of this fraud that people are leveraging, you know, doubling profits on bottle returns.
People in the beverage industry that I've spoken to have said that this is a multi-million dollar issue, this cross-border redemption fraud. So we're seeing very organized businesses from New York, where the redemption rate is 5 cents, coming into Connecticut to get an extra 5 cents for their bottles, but on top, and the same is happening for Massachusetts, where the redemption rate is also 5. But then you also have people coming from Rhode Island and also New Jersey, where the redemption rate is 0 and they're getting 10 cents on these bottles and cans because there's no way to really differentiate what's an out-of-state product versus an in-state product. So they're getting these 10-cent deposits back, and it's essentially coming out of the beverage distributors' pocket, and it really adds up. I've gotten reports from some redemption centers. You see U-Haul trucks lining up full to the brim with cans and bottles from out of state. So it's a really big issue. And some of these beverage companies, they all get billed for all the bottles and cans that are redeemed, and their redemption rates are coming in at 104%, 140%. So it's really a big issue.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think the average used to be like under 50, right?
Yes. For years, part of the reason why it boosted the deposit to 10 cents was because we wanted to incentivize recycling. And for years, we were below 50%. And then within the first year, we jumped up to 77%.
You know, I'm curious just quickly, because I want to get into the legislation and the possible fixes, but you know, can you explain how it works in terms of, like, if I bring a bottle in and get 10 cents for it, where's that 10 cents coming from? And, like, is the taxpayer in any of the chain here? Or just explain the how it works.
Yeah, so it's kind of a long process, but just to very high overview, the when you pay your 10 cent deposit, it's not as simple as you give 10 cents and get it back. Basically, there's a special account that the beverage distributors, they collect all the 10 cent deposits when they send their product out to the retailers. And then at the end of that, they get a specific bill from different redemption sites based off their geographic location. And they are required to pay 10 cents on every can and bottle that's redeemed, as well as a handling fee. And they also cover the recycling costs. So it's coming out of that special account, but it does end up impacting taxpayers, because how the system's supposed to work is the unredeemed, the percentage of cans and bottles that are unredeemed, that those deposits are split between the distributor and the state. So, for example, within the first 5 months of 2025, the state collected $10.4 million in revenue from unredeemed bottle deposits. But in 2023, when the return rate was 5 cents, we were collecting $21.7 million over that same five-month period. So it's clear that the state's taking a hit, the distributors are taking a hit, and it's a huge problem.
Allison Cross from The Day joining us here on Brian and Company. So, you know, Matt Sorois, our producer, who you talked to right before he came on the air, you know, he was like, why don't they just check ID? And if you don't have a Connecticut license that's valid, then you can't do it. Like, do we need laws to change to fix this? Or are we overthinking it, or what?
Yeah, so the laws are changing. There were some provisions that were tucked into the budget bill and the bond bill that passed this session. And essentially, there's going to be a cap at 5,000 containers a day. You won't be able to return more than that unless you are a nonprofit, because obviously for fundraising activities.
That's a huge number, Allison. That's still a really big number.
It is a really big number. But aside from that, there's also, once you, if you're an individual and you return 2,500 containers, then the redemption center needs to collect your driver's license and keep a record of your name, driver's license, as well as the license plate of the vehicle you drove in on. And one of the things is that there are fines for cross-border redemption, but it's very hard to enforce because of issues when you cross state lines. Then it's kind of this gray area where some things are federal law, and it can make it hard to enforce things. But there are also going to be new tools within these laws that will make it easier for the Attorney General to kind of go after some of this, and also create a task force within the Connecticut State Police to try to address this kind of fraud as well.
And all the new measures, those are all going to be signed by the governor and go into effect?
Yes, they're in the budget bill and the bond bill. Okay. So they're expected to be signed soon.
It's a done deal. Allison Cross here on Brian and Company from The Day. Just real quick, because I haven't talked to you in a while, anything else coming out soon? I know people don't like to talk about stuff before they come out, but anything that you're working on or have worked on that you also want people to know about?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm kind of working on some changes that are happening with the tax exemptions for disabled veterans, because there were a few changes to that as well this session. But definitely encourage everyone to read The Day. We're doing great stuff in that part of the state. And thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I mean, again, since the move, we haven't spoken much. We'll definitely keep an eye on everything. So the content is excellent. Thank you so much, Allison. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.